You just heard News Nation's Robert Sherman and Steve's newscast. Robert joins us now from Tel Aviv, where it's late afternoon. Robert, is President Biden still there in Tel Aviv?
Yes, he is right now. And that was obviously the big item on the agenda here today for the people of Israel. Is I got to tell you, is that everybody knows what's going on here. Everybody is well-read in on the situation, knows every development, well aware that the president was coming today. And people have been very keenly interested in what American leaders have been saying. If you walk around here and you see people on their phones, they're listening to what Secretary of State Blinken has been saying. It's been listening to, you know, what Mayor Adams of New York has been saying about the situation here. So this was a highly anticipated day. And in terms of what he said, the Israeli people really got what they were looking for. He said that he was going to stand firmly by the people of Israel, stand firmly by Israel as a country. He put the blame on that explosion in Gaza on the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is what the IDF has been saying as well. So if you're a citizen of Israel, you're pleased with what the president said today.
Is there any chance, what are you hearing, any chance plans could be back to go have a summit with Arab leaders? I know President Biden had on the schedule a meeting with the Palestinian Authority President Abbas, and that was called off after the hospital explosion. What are you hearing now?
Yeah, I just don't see that happening. I mean, the tension feels like every day I tell you that the tension is rising here. I've never seen it higher. Yeah, I mean, in the last couple of weeks. I mean, that whole situation in Gaza last night has people here on edge. And you look all around the region, you saw huge demonstrations breaking out in the West Bank, in Jordan, in Iraq, in Lebanon. I mean, now the travel advisory for Lebanon has been increased to 4. The State Farm is telling Americans to get out now. I mean, that's how uneasy and shaky the whole situation is right now. And you've seen just about every Arab leader come out and criticize Israel and say that that whole incident last night was their fault. So whether it's posturing, whether people believe it or not, whatever, that's where the lines have been drawn at this point.
So the evidence that Israel has released now, claiming this is proof that it was not Israel, does not seem to have mattered as far as the protests are concerned. Is that right?
And, you can chalk that up to, is the evidence that the IDF has released beyond reasonable doubt? Do they need to release more? Personally, it doesn't seem as though it matters. It seems as though the horses are out of the barn here. Mm-hmm. We live in an age in which, people have kind of made up their minds before we've even gotten, the second level of facts to come out here. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there are a lot of people who are angry around the region, and I mean, it seems to me is that even if the IDF were to come out with 50 pages of indisputable evidence that it wasn't them, you're still going to have people who say, no, it's Israel's fault. I mean, that is just the landscape that you have in this region of the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of anger here, and we don't firmly know, what exactly happened there yet. It's still in the early phases, but it is very shaky right now.
Chalk it up to what Mark Twain said: a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes. And that was before the age of social media and the internet, right?
Oh, isn't that the truth? And that's a big part of this as well, as the role that social media is playing in all of this. I would encourage you to stay out of the Twitter sphere, because there's all this stuff that keeps coming out, and I've never seen a situation in which there are more videos that people are claiming applies to this situation that are 7 years old, or photos that have been doctored, or videos, that have been manipulated. I mean, there's just a lot of information you can't trust yet.
Yep. Glad you pointed that out. News Nation's Robert Sherman in Tel Aviv. Thank you for the reporting, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.